Working with ESP IDF components in VS Code. Having a hard time understanding components in ESP IDF? Want to create or add a component? Read through this article to find out. Introduction. If Arduino has versatile libraries, then ESP IDF has something similar, components. When transferring to an ESP IDF environment, you might worry about where you'll get source codes for your third-party sensors or devices. However, with components, you can worry less. Here, you'll learn a lot about ESP IDF components and work on them in VS Code. What is a component? Components are modular codes converted into files, also called static libraries. During compile time, these libraries are neatly linked to the main code itself to form the executable machine code. If you've used the ADC or Bluetooth in ESP IDF, you've already used components. These components already come from the ESP IDF framework. Even booting from an ESP32 chip and executing code already utilizes components since the bootloader code becomes a component itself. Components can also help a lot in the modularization of your projects. Where does components reside in an ESP IDF project? To get a glimpse of where components reside in an ESP IDF project, here is a rough sketch. Project is a directory that contains your project source files, configurations, executables, components, and other relevant info. Target is the hardware target ESP32 device to compile to for your project app to run. Project configuration. This is where you configure your project. You may be able to configure hardware and app-related features in this section. You may also configure the components of your project here. One file, sdkconfig, is the main file to configure a project via menuconfig. App. The app is the executable file created by compiling and linking the source files in your project. Two parts are generated in ESP IDF, the bootloader and the project app. The bootloader app is responsible for flashing the project app into flash memory. With the bootloader app run, you'll notice you don't need external hardware to program your ESP device. Components. Above, you can see that your project app can have several components. These components can reside in different parts of your app. There are components compiled from ESP IDF, such as ESP underscore ADC, ESP underscore HTTP underscore server, among others. There are also components that you can download for third-party devices, a la Arduino libraries. Additionally, you can create your own custom component yourself. Where can I download ESP IDF compatible components? Espressif has its own ESP IDF components registry. Here, you'll find various drivers and functions for your third-party devices. There are also third-party ESP IDF components libraries. You should be able to download third-party components compatible with ESP IDF through various authors through GitHub and others. How to add open source components to your project? You can immediately add open source components from the ESP IDF component registry from VS Code to your projects. You don't need to open a separate browser or explore a window. Go to View Command Palette and then search for ESP IDF Show Component Registry. You'll be greeted with the ESP IDF Component Registry welcome screen. Search for your component on the text box. As an example, a search for an SSD 1306 old driver is made here. Click on the component link and then press install. You should slowly see your Explorer side panel populate with a managed component section with the SSD 1306 source files. To test your component, go back to the IDF Component Registry tab and then select the example C source code for that component. Cut and paste this code into your main C file. However, note that there may be issues in code formatting, such as the address of operator format. You can adjust this later. Below is a modified version of the code to accommodate a Hello World greeting. Build Flash and then see your result. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Working with ESP IDF Components in VS Code. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.